So Swamiji, could you talk about what to do with life? Is it how to avoid doubts? How to establish faith?
See, the basis, pray to the Lord. You may not even believe in the Lord. You pray, it will get the effect. See, look here. A child doesn't have faith when you say, go near the fire. But it actually goes. But the fire does its work whether the child believes in it or not. So the same thing happens that you pray to the Lord. Even if you don't believe in the Lord, it doesn't matter. Lord, give me vishwas. Lord, give me faith. You have to get it. You will get it if you do it sincerely. Again, everywhere we are half sincere. That is the real thing. Even we are doing, where is God? I don't have a faith. And I am going to pray and then you will give me faith. So your own part of the mind is telling you in this manner. This is a fact.
Yes.
So the thing is, let anything sell. You continue, abhyasena tu kaunteya. Again and again you pray. You will get faith in the Lord. You will get faith in your path. All these things will come. Prayers alone can do it.
Would you say that Nama Japa, or remembrance of God's name, is a form of prayer?
It is said it's a form of remembrance of the Lord, but prayers are necessary apart from the remembrance. Even meditation is remembrance. But real prayers is where, see, it is just like this. Yeah, your mother is busy in the kitchen doing her work. The child cries, Mummy, Mummy. Mummy says, I am coming, man. But she doesn't come. The moment the child falls down and then kicks up its heels and then cries loudly, she'll say, Oh my Lord, what has happened? She will leave everything, hell with the milk which may come up and fall down. She comes to the child. So prayer is that shouting, that crying with an intensity. So then positively you get the result. So this is something a little different. You can add your chanting of the names also. But pray from your heart. Address, it is a conversation. It is a one-to-one conversation. Just as you go and tell somebody else, I don't know what has happened for 20 years, I am doing no result, I can't see. So many people say they are seeing white light, they are seeing black light, they are seeing green light. But no red light. So, this is what everybody says. I am getting nothing. Swamiji says, I am always in happy, no mood. I am not getting my happiness at all. So, tell that to God. Instead of talking, your neighbor cannot do anything. He can do. Tell that to the Lord. Lord, this is what they say. That man says he got it. This man says they got it. The other day I recorded Lakshmi, a chit of a girl of yesterday. She says she is getting all happiness. Whatever she gets, she goes to God. Oh yeah, am I not getting it, Lord? Tell him. So that is the prayer.
Yes.
Where you converse freely, all your burdens, your heart, you place to him, the response will come.
Swamiji, practically one of the last instructions or admonitions that Jesus gave to his disciples just before he was apprehended and tortured and finally crucified was, he said, watch and pray.
Ah, exactly so.
So, if you're discussing prayer, and we understand it hopefully, when the Lord says watch.
Watch means, suddenly while you are praying, your mind will go elsewhere. You will think of your appointment at 4 o'clock. You will think of your chachaji, your beloved chachaji who is coming after 20 years from America. You are thinking, what new things he'll be bringing from America for me? So, watch. Watch means, see that your mind never goes anywhere else. Keep a guard, keep a watchman in both places and see that you are wholly caught up with it. Even if it be for half an hour, that half an hour, let it be 100% solely concentrated, a conversation with the Lord alone, no other thoughts. Let it interrupt it. So that is watchfulness. Watchfulness that you don't fall from it. Watchfulness that something else does not intrude in it. That is the watchfulness.
And so many people rightly say that this is the difficulty, to remain focused. And so is this the reason why we're instructed in meditation to reduce many thoughts to one thought and focus on that as the point of of the concentration.
Exactly. So they are given us so many methods. If you see, you may concentrate your thought on one point alone. But the point, if it is so small that your thoughts are not prepared to be concentrated, what you can do? You construct a fable around that point and make it a big circle. And think of that circle. Say, for instance, I cannot think of Jesus. Well, think of the entire thing. Oh, how that angel Gabriel came to mother. Mary was innocent. She had never seen an angel. She had never imagined that the Lord is going to select her for being born. And Lord, how she would have felt. So your mind is going around a circle. And finally it will come to the child. How the child was born. Lord, Krishna was born inside a jail. You are born in a manger among the straws and what not. But then the Magis knew. They came and how they praised you. How could they know? So you go on so that the mind doesn't go outside that circle. So first you can start with that. Then you slowly bring it to the point. After having caused a long time on the circle, seeing that it doesn't go beyond that range, then you will be able to reduce it to the point. And ultimately the point also goes when you alone are the point, you join the point, the mother takes you on her lap, then there is no you, there is no mother, then that's the ultimate stage you come to.
But prior to that stage, when there are still difficulties and distractions, is it so that that bindu, that point, prior to identification with it, is identification?
Yes. At that time you can take the name of the Lord.
Yes.
In that distraction, take the name of the Lord continuously. Well, definitely the distractions will go. Then you can come back to your prayers.
How is it an aid to watch your breath or to synchronize your breath with the name of God to help focus the mind and relax the mind?
See, these are methods which were practically we had adopted from the Buddhism. And in Buddhism, the methods which are told, they are only halfway. They don't reach the top. They stop in the no man's land. They don't take you to the country beyond the no man's land. So I am sorry to say, these are all methods which take you only up to a distance. You cannot go up to the last. Because what is the end? Yes, you are watching the breath. Where is the goal there? When you are taking the name of the Lord, there is a goal. When you are praying to the Lord, there is a goal.
But what I'm referring to is utilizing both. Where Bhagavan Sramana Maharshi actually expressed the use of following the breath down to the source or the eye thought down to the source, reaching at the same goal.
See, this is meant for the highest, as he has told, the entire method except the second method of surrender, the first method of the quest of who am I and all those things, they are meant for the top mature who have done a lot of sadhana in the previous birth and as such you are ready for the ultimate step. Yes, for others, in the beginning, for a constant purpose, it helps. But they cannot stop there. They will have to go further up in the normal, traditional course.
Correct.
Hari Om.